The world is vast. There are millions of cities and billions of people. Yet somehow, fate tucked us into the same corner of it. What were the odds? Two strangers across the ocean, now stranded together in a dimly lit airport terminal, trying to book a room at the airport hotel. Hi there, stranger. Fancy meeting you here. Well, let's see. We've seen each other while checking in the boarding area, in the coffee shop after the flight was delayed the first time. Of course. In the duty-free shop after the flight was delayed a second time. And now, here at the hotel. Yeah, I think that means we're friends now. I've seen you more than I've seen my family this month. And I am not upset about it at all. This man is too fine. Tall, well-groomed, broad shoulders, large, but soft-looking hands in his fucking cologne. Creamy no behavior. Why is he walking around an airport smelling this good? It's a good thing he can't hear me barking like a dog on the inside every time I see him.
What was that? Out of rooms? Oh, well, I already booked one online. I had a feeling after the first delay that this flight wasn't going to happen anytime soon, so I went ahead and got a room just in case. I travel a lot, and I need my beauty sleep. Oh, well, thank you, kind sir.
It looks like it's working. Sir, didn't I tell you not to play with me, smelling like that? Yes, it was in my head, but you should know better.
I think there's another airport hotel in the terminal. Oh, it's booked out too? Yikes. As a person who has slept on a plenty of airport floors all over the world, I do not envy you. Maybe they have pods or something somewhere? Okay, well, happy hunting. Maybe I'll see you around, new friend. I had checked into my hotel room, his scent still lingering in my nostrils. Once I was settled in, the thoughts of him lingered along with the fragrances of cedar and vetiver that were no doubt part of his love potion. But I imagined him here, in this room, his body towering over mine, those lips kissing my neck, his hands gripping my waist and pulling me in.
Girl, get it together and go take a shower. It's not a romance novel.
I jumped in the shower to clear my head and nose from thoughts of this man. The removable nozzle also helped to bring me back to my senses. I laid across the bed post-shower, and immediately my stomach started growling.
Of course you're hungry now, and I know this hotel food is too expensive. Let's go search the terminal for a snack.
I threw on a t-shirt, dress, and my sneakers, and off I went in search of something that was going to be delicious, but not make me hate my life afterwards.
Coffee? No. Burgers? No. Hot dogs wrapped in a pizza bun? Absolutely not. What is going on with the food situation here? Sandwiches and fruit juice. Bingo.
I stood in line looking over the dozens of juice combos, trying to decide what perfect concoction would be good for my gut health, when my sinuses were flooded with that smell again.
Oh my gosh. Is this man standing behind me? I can't look around like a lost puppy, but I also can't ignore that delicious smell that is certainly more powerful than the fruit in front of me.
I finally got the nerve to turn around, and sure enough, hey, best friend. We have to stop running into each other like this.
You could literally run into me with a truck looking and smelling like that, and I would thank you.
No, it's actually nice to see a familiar face and have someone who speaks the same language as me around. I think I'm going to get the sunshine glow. It says it's good for radiant skin, but really, I just like pineapple juice. Nature's harvest, huh? Sounds manly.
Are you looking to produce a harvest? Because I have a place where you can plant some seeds. Girl, what?
Oh, did you find somewhere to stay for the night? You're kidding. Everywhere? I'm so sorry. Yeah, they rescheduled the flight for tomorrow morning, so we're looking at 12 hours to kill. I mean, I suppose it could be worse. Well, since we're best friends now, why don't we discuss our juice choices over here at one of these tables? That should make the night go by a little faster. Oh no, I plan on only talking to you about juice. Absolutely nothing else. You're about to get an encyclopedia's worth of juice knowledge.
Ma'am, what are you saying?
Oh, yeah, let's go sit over in the corner so we can people watch too. We talked for what felt like an eternity and minutes at the same time. He told me how he was here for work, but also some distant relatives from his mom's side that he was able to visit. I told him about my job, and we quickly realized that we were both workaholics. We discovered that we don't live far from each other at home. Of course we live in the same city. Why wouldn't we, seeing that we're on the same flight? He works at the university. We talked about college and how it felt like that was ages ago. How we were just getting to the point that things young people say don't make sense to us anymore. We talked about all the countries we had been to and the best and worst foods we had tried. Oh no, I for sure have eaten some things that I know weren't what people told me. Exactly. Just tell me what it is. Don't let me eat it and then make it some weird, gross thing after the fact. Did you try that traditional bread from here? I've tried it, but I can't for the life of me say the name correctly. Yes, that's the one. You can smell it anywhere they bake it. I'm really big on smells. I will follow my nose to an amazing experience every time. That's actually how I knew you were behind me in the line. I could smell your cologne.
Madam, did you just tell on yourself?
No, I haven't been following my nose to you in this airport. Why did you say that? Ugh, I knew when I said that you were going to... My face? What about my face? Yeah, my thoughts tend to show a bit, that's true. Oh yeah? What is my face telling you now? I suppose I'm a little tired. It's been a long day. But I'm really enjoying talking to you. I travel by myself most of the time, so it's been nice to have someone to hang out with. You're not so bad yourself. There was a lull in the conversation as the energy began to shift. The air surrounding us was suddenly thick, so tangible it felt like you could cut it with a knife.
Girl, don't say what you're thinking. Just leave that thought in your head. This is not a romance.
So, listen, I know we've only known each other for a few hours, and I am getting a little tired, but I would hate to walk away and leave you sitting here alone, so... Do you want to come stay in my room with me?
Did you really just ask him that? You don't even listen to yourself now. Why would he say yes to that? You could be a mer-
Oh, you were hoping I would ask. Why is that? Oh, yeah, I'm really enjoying talking to you too. And I mean, we're adults, right? Like, we can handle being in a room together without it getting weird, right?
Even though part of me is hoping it gets very weird.
Cool. Well then, BFF, let's get out of here. We walked and continued to chat about God knows what. I really couldn't concentrate on what he was saying because I was trying to understand that I was actually bringing a man back to my hotel room. A tall, handsome, educated, polite, amazing-smelling man.
The group chat will never believe this. Hell, I don't know if I believe it.
We arrived at the hotel and the desk attendant nodded at me as if to say, "Okay, girl, I see you." I looked away like I was a teenager sneaking a boy into my house. I look like a nervous teenager. Can you get out of my head, please? What? What's going on? Yeah, he did give us a look of approval, huh? Oh my gosh. If this man can hear my thoughts, I am in trouble. Then again, if he's heard my thoughts up until now and hasn't run away screaming, then maybe we're good. But then again, he would know I'm trying to get flipped like a pancake.
The fourth floor. Thanks. Have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
Girl, what?
No. That probably wasn't the best question to ask right now. I am nervous. I'm bringing a handsome man that I just met back to my hotel room in a foreign country. There's a lot going on right now.
You just called him handsome. Girl.
I guess I did call you handsome. And yes, I am screaming inside. I'm just gonna stop talking before I put both my feet in my mouth. Oh, you like the talking, huh? You like a woman who yaps. It helps when she's beautiful. How do you say things like that and just sit in it? No, you don't seem to have a problem saying what you mean. Well, this is my room, or our room, rather. Yeah, it's pretty nice considering it was one of the last ones available. I was happy they had a queen-size bed. Sure, I took a shower before I went to find food, so go right ahead. As soon as the bathroom door closed, I raced to change into my pajamas.
What should I wear since this man is here now? I usually sleep naked, but I can't tonight, unfortunately. I mean, maybe. No. Where are those freaking sleep shorts I've been ignoring? Okay, here they are. And then a tank top. Nah, these titties ain't gonna stay in that all night. Oversized t-shirt it is. Spritz a little perfume because, you know, why not? Crap, what am I doing? Am I trying to seduce this man? I mean, maybe. Is this happening?
As I sat at the edge of the bed, trying to weigh every decision I had made in the last few hours, the bathroom door opened and there he stood in just a towel, glistening, looking like a statue of a deity. I knew I was staring and I could feel my bottom lip falling open, but I couldn't look away. And he stared right back at me, unwavering. Finally, he broke the silence, saying he forgot to take his clothes into the bathroom, so he needed to come out and get them. Oh, yeah, of course. You wouldn't want to forget those. I'm just in shorts and a t-shirt, but you can sleep in whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Me, pick me, my lord.
I usually sleep naked as well, but I figured you may not want a full peep show this evening. You wouldn't mind. Wow. There you go again, just saying things. Oh, you are getting very close to me right now. Oh my god. Yes, you can kiss me. Thank you for... He kissed me like I was his long-lost lover that he hadn't seen in a lifetime, with one hand fastened around my waist, pulling me in, and the other gripping the back of my head. I thought I may never break free, and I didn't want to. He took a breath and positioned my face to look him directly in the eyes. Even in the dim hotel light, they shined like some type of rare jewel. He just looked at me for a moment, as if he was trying to remember every detail of my face. Just as I was starting to get self-conscious, he asked me,
"Do I have your permission to fuck you how you deserve?"
My eyes widened. How did I deserve to be fucked? It had been a while, and I had kind of pushed it out of my mind. I felt out of practice, and I think he could see the uncertainty on my face. His thumb grazed my cheek.
You can say no. We can just go to bed and I'll hold you until you fall asleep. Or you can say yes and I'll take care of the rest. And when I'm done, I'll still hold you until you fall asleep.
I was too stunned to speak. Was this man real? I kept telling myself this isn't a romance novel, yet he keeps saying very romance novel things. I nodded, and as quickly as my head went up and down, I was looking at the hotel ceiling. My body bounced as it hit the bed, and there he was, hovering over me. Not so much like a wolf ready to devour its prey, but like a prince coming to awaken his princess with the kiss of life. As he moved into me, his hands gripping my hips, I felt every ounce of uncertainty melt away, replaced by a slow building pleasure that left me gasping. Oh my God. His body moved in perfect sync with mine, our rhythms like a song that I had been singing my whole life. I was lost in the sensation, overwhelmed by the sheer intensity of being fucked exactly how I deserved. Where am I? Oh, I must have passed out pretty hard. What time is it? Okay, that's good. We still have about an hour before we need to head to the gate. Did you sleep okay? Oh yeah? How long is a long time? The tales of a true workaholic. I get it. Well, I guess we should get dressed. I'd rather stay here for another couple of rounds of whatever you call what you did to me last night. Of course. Ask away. When we get home? Sure, I'd love to go to dinner with you. I was hoping we weren't going to get on the plane and go back to being strangers. Especially since you've been inside me, BFF. Well, yes, I will certainly still be strange, even at home. What gate are we at today? Oh, good. That's not super far from here. Why do you need to go early? Oh, are you sure you want to sit next to me for that long? I've got a lot of stories. Well, you did say you like a woman who yaps. Well, that's very sweet of you. Yes, we've established we're BFFs after all. All right, best friend, let's do this.